This is Bill Barty at Jesse Brown's, here to tell you how your summer vacation videos could earn you cash. We're hosting our first ever Jesse Brown's Adventure Video Contest. Send us video from your family vacation, your summer beach trip, fishing with friends, or hitting the slopes, anywhere you're getting outdoors. Find out more at jessebrowns.com, or better yet, see us in the Sharon Corner Shopping Center at South Park. We've all heard about famous movie makers and how they got their start. Alfred Hitchcock's imagination and writing, Steven Spielberg filming everything that he could as a child, and our next guest, who grew up a sportscaster's son, but also had an extreme love for fly fishing. R.A. Beatty is our guest, and we're going to find out a little bit about his start and what movies he has coming up to Charlotte's fly fishing film tour on March 21st. But first, let's get to know a little bit with him. R.A., welcome to the Carolina Outdoors.
Good morning, guys. Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.
Well, it's fantastic to have you on with Bill here and Christopher Lawing sitting beside me. R.A., before we get all into the details of current movies and that sort of thing, tell us about yourself and how you grew up and how you became in love with this sport we know as fly fishing.
Yeah, that's a good question. I grew up in the mountains in Colorado, and I come from a family that really enjoys the outdoors, both hunting and fishing. And so we grew up kind of outside of town on a larger piece of property surrounded by wilderness and a river running through the property. You know, and as a young kid, we didn't have a lot of neighbors, a lot of stuff to do, and so we kind of found our activities and our passions and our loves outside. You know, whether that was elk hunting or trout fishing or what have you. So kind of had that side of it our whole lives growing up. And that was me and my brother. And then my grandfather worked in the entertainment industry, in the ski industry, and was a ski coach and then a commentator. And so, you know, kind of had this other side where, you know, he was working on TV shows, and he was we were kind of running around production trailers and that sort of thing too. So, kind of had both of those components heavily influence my early life, and then started working as a fishing guide, as a guide apprentice at about 14 at the local fly shop, and kind of, you know, worked my way up and was a fishing guide for the majority of my life through high school and college. And so, kind of integrating all those passions together into media just kind of came real natural.
Well, Christopher Lawing sitting beside me. I'm Bill Barty here, the Outdoor Guys. We hang our hat at Jesse Brown's, which is a local outfitter here in Charlotte, where we outfit people for adventures around the world, whether it be with a fly rod or maybe it's a family travel trip or something like that. And R.A., you have made movies with a fly rod and without a fly rod by traveling the globe, essentially from South America to the Middle East to the American West to Central America. Do you have a favorite place that you have made a movie or a favorite place like that you have gone fishing with a fly rod?
You know, that's a really tough question, and I actually get that question quite a bit. And, you know, it's tough because different places can be so dramatically different. Fisheries can be different. I think, you know, you can almost break it down by genre. You know, there's, you know, saltwater is so different from trout fishing. And so it is tough to pick. I think the places that have really been the most outstanding have probably been the most wild, natural and untouched places. The Amazon rainforest and being deep in the jungle, I think is, you know, something that's truly inspiring. And so the jungle is a place where, you know, whether it's been in Bolivia, Brazil, I think that's a place that I still think about a lot. Papua New Guinea is a place where we went, which was probably the most undeveloped, natural, raw place I've ever seen. And while it was terrifying in some aspects, it was also a place I still think about on a, you know, a pretty regular basis. And then even, you know, pretty close to home, I think, you know, even just the really wild places that we have here, you know, kind of in our backyards. I mean, if you get outside and, you know, you go to the trail ends and then you keep kind of pushing whether that's, you know, really anywhere in the country. You can get really remote, and I think getting a long ways away from people and being in true wilderness, I think, has always just really been inspiring, and I'm sure for everybody else as well.
Well, I'm sure in different environments, the logistics change as far as getting there, hauling equipment in. Do you have to have any change in your team as far as, you know, knowledge on, you know, on the ground, who, you know, might know the environment or the landscape best? Is there a guide that y'all bring along, or how does on the ground kind of look when you're starting to film?
You know, that's a great question as well. Pre-production is a huge thing, just regarding, you know, really looking at it from every angle and figuring out, it's really a game of how many people and how much gear can we get in there and still be efficient and not be bogged down really by that workflow. And so it kind of changes. I mean, if you're flying a tiny little plane into a very remote part of Alaska, you know, they're going to tell you the exact amount of gear you can bring by weight and how many people, and they're going to dictate your workflow there. You know, our main thing is we try to go super light, and then just, you know, kind of keep the team minimal so it's not super invasive. When you're working in the wilderness and wild places, as you guys know, it doesn't always help you to have a ton of people. You're trying to be quiet. It's just like fishing or hunting when you're on your own. You know, you need to be quiet and stealthy and not be making a lot of noise. And so we try to kind of replicate that when we're out there doing our thing.
We've got movie director R.A. Beatty joining the Outdoor Guys from Jesse Brown's here on the Carolina Outdoors. He's with Beatty Productions and Off the Grid Studios, but many of his movies are frequently and often chosen as official selections of fly fishing film tours, including this year's 2019 fly fishing film tour, which travels all over North America but is coming to Charlotte at the Visualite Theater, which is off of Elizabeth Avenue here, on March 21st. There's going to be live music at 5:30. The films are going to kick off at 7, including Mr. Beatty's Next Gen. And R.A., I must ask you a little bit. That's the story of a 12-year-old, Jack Bucola. Is there any of your story within that story? It's the story of a 12-year-old angler from Bend, Oregon, who grows up living in a fly fisherman's house, witnessing the impacts of the environment on different things. Is there any of your story in Jack's story in the movie Next Gen?
Yeah, you know, that's great. I'd like to think so. And I like to think that there's a little bit of everybody's story, you know, in the story of Jack Bucola, in the sense that we, for those of us that grow up in the outdoors, there's typically we have a mentor that kind of introduces us and takes us out into the wild, whether that's a grandfather, a father, a mother. There's usually somebody that kind of shows us that path. And the you know, there's also typically an iconic kind of first road trip or first trip where you really get to kind of go out there and go on your first kind of what Jack would call like a big boys trip, where, you know, you kind of leave everything at home and you get to go see what's outside the driveway. And so that experience should be really fun for everybody and should be kind of iconic. And so we tried to capture the spirit and the essence of that trip. My grandfather passed away this year. And so he was the one who really did that big trip for me. And so it was really good timing. Wanted to dedicate the film to him, and so it all kind of fit together, and it was really good timing to feature these guys on their first big trip outdoors.
Well, I recently saw the trailer for Next Gen, and certainly powerful, and whatever sport or outdoor activity that people are attracted to and are passionate about, whether it's fly fishing or hunting or something else, I definitely can see that they will see their own story or a reflection in this story. So I thought it was powerful of the part that I saw the colors, the you know, camera angles that were used, the layering of sound, and different shots and cuts. So I thought the 2 minutes that I saw was very powerful. So I look forward to seeing the rest of it.
Yeah, I can't wait for you guys to see the rest of it. The it's a little bit of a, you know, it's a surprising film in a lot of ways. People have expectations. I think if you envision what you think this movie is going to be, you know, I think people go into it with expectations, and we really tried to break those down and have a lot of fun with it. And, you know, 12-year-old boys, I mean, it's been a long time since I was 12. You know, I kind of had to remember, like, you know, just how funny they are, and they're sarcastic, and they're funny, and they're kind of pushing the boundaries, and they're, you know, they're kind of a handful sometimes. And so we tried to embody that spirit and bring that into it. So it's, you know, it's actually a film where people kind of laugh a lot, and it breaks down a lot of barriers, and kind of, it's a very real film, and it's pretty funny. It's kind of the takeaway that the reaction that I get from a lot of people, and funny and real.
That's
people think it might be a little sappy or cliche or you know, predictable, but it's pretty surprising.
Well, and the story for our listeners, Jack with his dad Ryan, a friend Judd, and Judd's dad Pete are on a fly fishing journey, a big boy trip, if you will, and it goes throughout fishing for steelhead in the Northwest, fishing the South Fork of the Snake River and tributaries like that and around there, and tying some flies. R.A. Biotti, we asked you quickly the similarities between you and Jack growing up. Hey, what are the differences as you as a 12-year-old back then, or us as 12-year-olds back then, and 12-year-olds on adventures like this on their big boy trip? How different is it now than it was?
You know, I think the biggest difference, well, there's a couple key differences. One, you know, when I was growing up, and I'm sure for a lot of the listeners my age, you know, fly fishing wasn't quite as popular. Fishing in general might not have been as popular, and therefore there weren't as many people doing it. There certainly weren't as many young people doing it. And what's great to see is, you know, there are a lot of young people really into it. And so for Jack and his friend Judd, you know, they get to kind of share that together, and then also with their other friends. And so they have a lot of friends that do it. It's a very social thing for them, which is, you know, growing up, there just wasn't a lot of people doing it that were our age. So that's pretty cool. You know, probably the biggest difference when I watch these younger kids and these younger generations is just how connected they are on a daily basis to technology. And, you know, it's a real thing. I mean, they are, they and the adults alike are on their phones, and they're really connected, and kind of, you know, their mind space is always kind of connected to technology these days. And one thing we had to do a lot was we had to have different modes where if we're traveling for a long time, yeah, you can be on the phone, you can be playing your games. But as soon as we're done traveling and it's time to be outside, like, those phones go away. And, you know, it's about focusing on being outside and really just having that connection with your friends and your family and the outdoors. And so I think we tried to actually comment and kind of emphasize that a little, just to make note of it, because it's easy to kind of get lost in that and, you know, kind of let your attention slide back to your phone and that sort of thing. And so I think that was important for us. It's subtle in the film, but I think it's important to enjoy those wild spaces and those important times with people. So.
Yeah. Well, speaking of technology, you can go download any of the previous releases from Biotti Productions at BiottiProductions.com. And speaking of social, March 21st at the Visualite Theater, the fly fishing film tour featuring Next Gen by R.A. Biotti. R.A., thank you so much for joining the Outdoor Guys here on the Carolina Outdoors.